racism doesn't exist. It's a God that they serve, spiritual battle. It's a warfare. When you judge someone, you lose. You become blind to what reality is. It's a battle between good and evil, right versus wrong. Nothing to do with sexism, racism, homophobiaism, Islamophobiaism, no feminism, no get-be-dat-ism, no isms.
No isms.
All kind of isms, isms, isms. All kind of isms, isms, isms. Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the second hour of the show today. Get it off your chest Friday. Whatever's on your mind, express yourself.
You, Tom, like a mug.
You need to go and get yourself bleached. Because everything you say about black people, and you're sitting up there looking like a tar baby.
It might sound like a semantics argument, but he's a gray alien.
I wonder if he's been smoking pot.
I let women have the power, and I give them the power and responsibility.
No, you are a beta.
Beta.
I am a normal man. You're a beta man.
No, you're not normal.
I'm putting this on the bully list.
Amazing. Get it off your chest. 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. My biblical question. I'm going to respond in the last hour, I think. My biblical question. Should you laugh or cry when someone dies? Should you laugh or cry? I don't know whether to laugh or cry. She's out of my life. She's out of my life. I don't know whether to laugh or cry. She's out of my life. Remember that?
It's
That's
a
Michael
nice
Jackson.
Oh.
That's a nice song. That's a beautiful song. That's Michael.
Sorry.
And so this line, Smollett, Jesse Smollett. Fox News is reporting Chicago Police Superintendent Annie Johnson held a briefing yesterday where he condemned Jesse Smollett, alleged stage attack.
An angry Chicago Police Superintendent today laying out the case that they have against Jesse Smollett.
This announcement today recognizes that Empire actor Jesse Smollett took advantage of the pain and anger of racism to promote his career. My concern is that hate crimes will now publicly be met with a level of skepticism that previously didn't happen.
How can you doubt that? Like, how do you not believe that? It's the truth. And then it became a thing of like, oh, it's not necessarily that you don't believe that this is the truth. You don't even want to see the truth.
To be quite honest, it's shameful.
It's shameful. What? And then he went and talked to a lesbian. Isn't that woman a lesbian?
Yeah.
What a dumb woman. She fell for it. She wanted to hear that. A lesbian wanted to hear the life of a radical homosexual. Social justice warrior. That's from Fox News. And it ain't over, white folks. It ain't over. Because black people have been trained to be this way. And even by the cops saying, talking about racism as though it's real, it's just adding. It's not over. There's no such thing as racism. It has never been. No such thing as racism, sexism, homophobiaism, Islamophobiaism, deadbeat-dadism, or white supremacism. All those are lies. It's just good or evil. And even by the black police Chicago superintendent saying that it's shameful or because it made the real racism look bad or whatever he said, There's no such thing. So all you're doing is feeding to the next generation. They're going to act out as well because you're pushing a lie. And others will believe the lie, and they will act out just like Jesse Smollett, and they're going to be worse. It's going to get worse. Racism doesn't exist. White folks are not against black people. The so-called presidential hopefuls, Cory Booker, and Kamala Harris were calling this a modern-day lynching. What a shame.
Now, when this first happened, and his explanation for it, everyone seemed to weigh in, including presidential candidates. Cory Booker and Kamala Harris both called it a modern-day lynching in tweets.
Which tweet? What tweet?
About saying that it is a modern-day lynching that...
Sorry.
Yes. Jesse Smollett.
Okay, so I will say this about that case. I think that the facts are still unfolding, and I'm very concerned about, obviously.
She acted like she didn't know what was going on. I wonder, did her workers send out the tweet? Because she really like, lying, heifer, lying. Rather than saying, you know what, I'm sorry, white people, that was wrong. That should have never happened. She needed to be fired. That should have never happened. Now, so-called Senator Kamala Harris released a statement saying Smollett's actions are a distraction from real hate crime. No such thing as real hate crime. A crime is crime, a crime, folks. Here we go.
Just moments ago, Senator Harris released a statement about this after being asked repeatedly on the trail about it. Like most of you, I've seen the reports about Jesse Smollett, and I'm sad, frustrated, and disappointed. When anyone makes false claims to police, it not only diverts resources away from serious investigations, but it makes it more difficult for other victims of crime to come forward. At the same time, we must speak the truth. Hate crimes are on the rise in America. Part of the tragedy of this situation is that it distracts from that truth and has been seized by some who would like to dismiss and downplay the very real problems that we must address. We should not allow that. I will always condemn racism and homophobia. We must always confront hate directly, and we must always seek justice. Kamala Harris there from the trail.
Well, she needed to be confronted.
Shut up!
She is the one of hate. Do we have that soundbite where she says, smoking weed just makes you feel good? She probably need a joint about now, especially when that reporter was asking her about it.
Have you ever smoked?
I have. Mm-hmm. I think that it gives a lot of people joy, and we need more joy.
We need more joy in this world.
That's that weed. Is she high now? Amazing. What a lying, smoking weed woman lying. Is she high? That's what I remember years ago when I was in the Fallen State. When I was in the Fallen State, for a while I smoked weed out here in California. I didn't like it because it made me nervous. I couldn't tell if I was if I wanted to live or die. It made me nervous. I didn't think everybody should be smoking weed. That's wrong. It makes you unconscious. And now you got a politician thinking, what amazing. Fox News reported last week Kamala Harris went on a morning. And so I got to say, so Smollett went on a lesbian show, right?
Yeah.
Was interviewed by a lesbian.
Robin Roberts.
How did he pick out a lesbian to interview him? That black woman, a lesbian. Lesbian!
Oh, come on. I'm sure ABC was involved in that decision.
And she wanted to hear that. That's why he made a fool out of her.
Yeah.
Amazing. Fox News last week, Kamala Harris went on a morning radio show and talked about smoking pot because her family was Jamaican, and that pot brought people joy. We just played that. And then her father responded. I went to one where her father responded. Her father, an economics professor at Stanford University, was outraged, saying that Kamala's grandparents and great-grandparents must be turning over in their graves. Here's that.
It's really hysterical for the former attorney general of that state to
talk about doing something illegal, laughing about it, giggling about it, and trying to get some traction for it. Among the people that were upset by it, her dad, Donald Harris, from Jamaica, an economics professor at Stanford University, says this: "My dear departed grandmothers, as well as my deceased parents, must be turning in their grave right now to see their family's name, reputation, and proud Jamaican identity being connected in any way, jokingly or not, with the fraudulent stereotype of pot-smoking, joy-seeking, and a pursuit of identity politics." Yeah. Man, yeah. What a blast at his daughter who wants to be the next president.
No kidding.
A blast from the past. That's amazing. And then the last soundbite is, according to Fox, Camila's parents divorced when she was young, and her mother raised her, no wonder. Raised her and her sister.
He added, and he had sent this statement to Jamaica Global Online. He said, "Speaking for myself and my immediate Jamaican family, we wish to categorically disassociate ourselves from this travesty." The campaign had no comment as of yesterday. It should be pointed out that Kamala Harris's parents divorced when she was younger, and her mother raised her and her sister.
But her father still had a big part of her life,
Absolutely.
According to reports.
Today she'll be with Al Sharpton in New York City.
Amazing. Hooking up with the devil. That's mind-blowing. So, James, I wanted it to be known, let it be written, let it be said, that even if some blacks admit that this was wrong, it was evil, they still going to say, but racism still exists.
Yep.
Homophobiaism still exists. And slavery and all that is still going to hold the whites in captivity.
Yeah, that's so true.
Yeah, that's not going to change. And they're not going to apologize to white people for going along with this lie. They'll just find another lying black person who pretend they were attacked.
Because whites don't demand an apology.
No, they do not demand it. And you're not going to hear white people out there demanding an apology. It's unfortunate. It is that way. White people are afraid. Not all, but most are afraid. Amazing.
You know that Robin Roberts woman? People over at ABC said nobody feels that Robin Roberts was duped. Taking advantage of, yes, but not duped.
No, duped is taken advantage of.
I know.
Duped.
And they said, who could have seen this stuff coming out today? I think most of us saw it coming.
I know it. We saw it coming, folks, and so did Robin Robertson. Robinson doesn't look like a lesbian.
No, she just has short hair. Oh, because she's slim. I did a report just at the top of this hour that lesbians and bisexual females are more likely to be overweight, but she's not overweight. She had cancer, though.
Oh, she did?
Yeah.
Oh,
she overcame cancer.
Oh,
like
really?
That.
Amazing. So, and the reason that the lesbians are fat and the homosexuals are skinny, mm-hmm. because they're switching roles.
Yeah.
Normally the woman is thin and the man is fat. They're
right.
Switching roles.
Wow. Yeah, I hadn't considered that.
Isn't that something?
Mm-hmm.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing. Fred is a first-time caller out of New York, New York City. Fred, welcome to the show. You're on the air. Get it off your chest.
Man, that's so much on my chest. I don't know if you want me to get it off, man.
Amazing.
I'm in New York today, and AOC is saying no to, like, billions and billions of dollars.
Yeah. Alexander Cortez, how are the people living in New York dealing with this, knowing that this woman ran jobs, opportunities away from New York? Normally, people are happy that jobs are coming in. Folks will go to work. How is that being accepted in New York?
Well, I don't know the particulars, but, you know, it's definitely mixed reviews, because they had a sign up saying, you know, gee, thanks, dum-dum, you know, basically.
Yeah.
So she was actually, I heard she actually went to school for economics. So there must, It must have been. And a lot of people think she's dumb as a rock.
She is.
I don't think so. I think she's super smart. She's very, very intelligent. And she knows, the problem is she knows exactly what she's doing. Like, this is purpose. This is on purpose. Right? I think that these people, they're agents of the evil one, and they don't even know what they're doing, but they are purposely trying to wreck entire economies and trying to make the United States a whole nother country and take our sovereignty away.
That's why we got to stand up, Fred. We can no longer afford to just complain about it. The people good have to vote in the right people. We have to stand with the president. We need to put the wall around the borders,
yes.
And we need to stop letting all these illegal aliens and others come into our country because they're coming here trying to change it. Fred, thank you, buddy. I got to run. Ethan is from Alabama. Sweet home, Alabama. Get it off your chest, Ethan.
Good morning, Jesse. How are you?
All is well. So how you doing?
Doing pretty darn well. It's really rainy. You know, I'm actually working right now, driving around. But anyway, I'm calling because there was a caller later yesterday that was, I believe he's an Australian man in Japan. And he was saying he was agnostic and that he needed some spark of magic to convince him that there is a God or a spiritual realm. And this is a doozy. I know that this is going to be crazy, but I would suggest that he look into psychedelics, maybe DMT or magic mushrooms, do his research and give it a shot, because I'll tell you why. When I was up until I was 19, even though I had went to Christian school my whole life, et cetera, I was actually, I was atheist, and I had never smoked, drank, never done pot, none of that stuff in high school, very clean as far as that goes. But the first thing I ever tried was actually magic mushrooms, and totally blew my mind, convinced me there was a spiritual realm, convinced me there was a God. It took my ego away, told me, you know, not to be afraid of death. This was all like a silent voice, kind of like what you speak about, is that God's sort of like a silent voice.
Yes.
But it was like I was being communicated to, you know, don't be afraid of death. These anxieties that humans feel, it's not natural. These stress and worries, this forward motion of just, you know, trying to find a meaning, all of that is not natural. And I would just suggest that maybe any of the viewers, as well as that man, maybe start doing their research and considering maybe some system shocks, so to speak, to really prove it to themselves. Because one thing is that the magic of life has sort of been taken away, and that with these scientists and so-called intellectuals try to rationalize everything. Before these times, when there was all these new terms of science and intellectualism, life was considered magic. Like, people saw the magic in the trees and the plants and you know, everything.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's just a little thought that I had.
Well, Ethan, the primary reason that most people don't believe in God, those who don't believe, only don't believe because they didn't have perfect dads, fathers in their homes. And when you don't love your father, you cannot love God, because it's through your father that you see the image of God working through him as a kid. You see that in your father, and that helps to keep you on course. But when you don't see that image of God working through your father, because the fathers are sons of God, they represent the truth. Even when they're weak, they still represent
Absolutely.
The truth, right? And so
Absolutely, yeah.
When you don't see that in your father, you're not going to see God. That's mean you have to encourage. I've been encouraging men and women to turn back to their earthly fathers, so that through him they can return to God. But you got to
right.
have, it's not
and
enough.
I agree with everything you say for the most part. You know, I'm married with kids. I talk with my wife about this kind of stuff, or with a kid, you know, not kids. I talk with her about these kind of things all the time, the importance of marriage. It's about the kids. It's about the family. That's all it's about. You know, it's about setting that example for the child. And, you know, I don't encourage drug use by any means
right.
to anybody. But if you're in that particular case, like you've been so sort of brainwashed that you need something to sort of shock you back into reality, I would look into maybe safely trying one of those things.
No, they shouldn't try drugs. No, no, no. They shouldn't try drugs at all, man. They just need to really watch themselves and be honest about themselves. That's why God said to know thyself. Once you know yourself, then Satan will start to tell you. You shouldn't try drugs at all. Because even when you are high and on the drugs and you hear a voice, it's not the voice of God, because God's voice is a voiceless voice. God revealed to you and Satan talked to you. So the
that's what I was saying, Jesse. It's so crazy because the voiceless voice that I heard that was telling me to, you know, let go of my stress, my anxiety, let go of my anger. That voice seems like, I mean, it wasn't a voice is what I'm saying. It was like,
yeah,
was
but you
like
don't
want to, like
you
want to completely.
Yeah, but you don't want to encourage people to get high at all. They shouldn't try any type of drugs because they go unconscious and they would never know God. But let me ask you this. How long you been married, Ethan?
About 2 years now, right at 2 years.
Are you the head of your wife?
Yes, I am.
Oh, good. Did you have sex with her before marriage?
I did, to be honest, yeah.
And did you live with her before marriage?
For about a month, yeah.
What made you do it that way?
It was just a particular scenario, not really as much of a choice. Like, it was kind of, sort of like cheat, kind of like a necessity. I don't want to go to my life story, but yeah, she had to stay with me. And we were planning on getting married. I'd already proposed to her at that point, like several months before that. And that's just how it kind of turned out.
Did she already have children?
No, no.
Oh, you said she had to stay with you?
Yeah.
She didn't have to stay with you. That was another way out. There's always a way out where you don't do wrong. God always have a way out. It's just that when you're in a fallen state, you can't see that way.
Yeah, I mean, that's true as well. And I agree with what you say about marriage.
Yeah.
And the proper pattern to do everything. That is absolutely true.
Yeah.
You know, I'm blessed with my wife and my child and everything.
Right on.
But if there was an ideal way to go about things, you definitely... You've definitely set that blueprint out for everybody. If they follow that, then they'll be in good shape.
That's right. Absolutely. Ethan, thank
you
so much.
One more thing.
I got to take a break. I'm sorry. I'm at the bottom of the hour. All right, folks. It's amazing. Super Chats. Joel.
Yes.
Super Chats.
Super Chats. Okay, so we got one from Dion Rod. He also thinks blacks are their own enemies. And it's their fault that they are the way they are today, and he thinks whites are pandering. Do you think he is correct?
100%. 100%. I've been telling white people that for the last 29 years, that I've been wanting. I wrote an article way back when talking about the attack upon white people and that white people should start speaking up, but they're just too afraid. And now look how bad things are. And if you think the Jesse Smollett thing is bad, it's going to get worse, because the race hustlers, that include the media, the Democratic Party, the black race hustlers, which include the black preachers, not all, of course, but most, and the so-called black civil rights leaders, they're all wicked. And the black politicians, they're not going to stop, because they've been getting away with it for so long. And so that's going to encourage other young black people to make Jesse Smollett thing look like a party. Eva's not going to stop until you say no. Got to say no. Go ahead.
Panji Salamanan said, good morning, everyone. Whenever Cory Booker gets political, he always overreacts. So emotional. Beta.
Beta.
Joel, it's Friday. Get it off your chest.
Your nickname is Friday.
Mike Young donated and said, welcome to Shawshank Prison, Jesse Smollett. And don't forget to bring your little boyfriends with you, like Barack Obama, Cory Booker, and Don Lemonhead.
Amazing.
Alanis Morissette said, Jesse, we need to gas all furies. Seriously.
We need to gas what?
All furies.
Fairies?
He's
furries?
He spelled it furries.
Oh, furries. Okay. No, you don't want to gas them. You want to point them back to the right way. Go ahead.
Okay. Jared Marlowe said, for Halloween this year, sorry, Mary Macbeth Cooper donated first, and then Jerry Marlowe donated and said, for Halloween this year, can Jesse dress up as Walker White, James as Jesse Pinkman, and Joel as Gus the Chicken Man? Love your show. I will call soon.
I don't know who those people are, but it sounds funny.
Moose Simpson donated and said, thank you, Jesse. It all starts with the man, and men today need someone like yourself to educate and teach that the nature of a man is greatness.
That's right. It is. The nature of a man is perfect love. Any man that has anger is a woman. If you have one iota anger, you're a woman. And even women who have anger is not of themselves. They are their mothers. They're someone else. And I saw that last night in the women's forum. As those women talked about how they overcame their anger, they confronted their mothers and forgave them, they seem like different people. They're like sound-minded, honest. It was amazing, really amazing last night. Thank you, ladies.
Dion Ron donated and said, I was watching Gavin McGinnis with Tommy Sotomayor. He made a good point. Everything going wrong with blacks is their fault as well. The father at out the home.
Yeah. It's 100% the fault of black people of their own problems, starting with their parents. Really, they had imperfect parents. And instead of forgiving right away, they were told that it's white people, it's this or that. And it just made them worse because they believed in a lie. Okay?
Yep. And then Dion Rod donated again. Human Girl donated and says, if it's man over woman, woman over children, then that allows a female the right to contraceptions and or abortion. Is that right? If abortion is evil, is the pill evil? Love you, Jesse.
The abortion is evil because it's evil to kill unborn children. And any woman that's killing unborn children inside of her womb is an evil woman. And the weapon that you're using is wrong. And only the people that can be evil are the souls of human beings when they're in a fallen state. That's why God said no man or woman is good. Only God is good. So when you return to him, then his nature is good in you. Amen. And a woman too.
Giovanni A. donated and said, at Joel Friday, you're fired. LOL, he black.
He black.
Big Hurt donated and said, it's amazing. Keep up the good work, Jesse. And I just bought one of your hoodies, the one Never Tell a Woman Your Problems. I can't wait. And I want to thank you, Jesse, for helping me to become an alpha and stop being beta.
Right on. A lot of men are waking up and returning to their natural state of being. They're overcoming mama and returning to the father. And it's amazing. You're blessed, man. Thank you.
Matt Coco donated and said, Cortez, she whack. Joel, he black.
Oh, amazing.
A garage politician donated and said, Jesse, Joel, and James, you all are amazing. And T from Alabama is a dipstick. Beta.
Beta.
And then we got Dylan J donated. SWAT Hobbs donated and says, have a great weekend, Jesse, James, and Joel.
Thank you.
And Keisha Amanandez donated and says, it's okay to be a man while making America great again. Amazing.
Yep.
Dispute 1 donated. SWAT Hobbs donated again. Fear 061 donated and says, the man got black folks living by their feelings. Baby mamas everywhere. Abortion at 9 months. Chubba Bubba's fat people with no goals, but get money.
Amazing.
And that's all for now.
Amazing. Thank you all. We absolutely need it. Thank you, folks. Also, don't forget to follow, subscribe, share, and sign in to Destiny Peterson Radio Show. We working, all of us, when I say we, I mean you and everybody else in the mom, we're working to get it up to 200,000, 250,000 subscribers. The enemies don't want it there, but we got to show good will defeat evil. So thank you in advance for that. I absolutely appreciate it. Let me go back to quickly to the phones. Jamie is a first-time caller out of Texas. Jamie, thank you for calling and thanks for holding. Get it off your chest.
One of your previous callers was talking about that Australian dude that lives in Japan playing video games and whatnot.
Right.
So, like, video games are bad in your opinion, or?
They're not. I don't think of them as being good or bad. I just think adult men should not be sitting around playing video games because of your role, your purpose in life. It should be the light of the world and the salt of the earth. And no wife or children want to see their father sitting around all day playing video game like some immature kid.
So, like, video games, they haven't existed for a long time, right? They've only been around, like, since, like, the 80s. Home consoles came out around, like, the late 80s, 90s. How do you feel about people, like, watching television or playing or watching sports, maybe?
That's a
like,
good,
how do you feel about that?
Good point, too. I think a little bit, everything in moderation, right? A little bit of watching sports or a little watching TV is fine, but you shouldn't spend your time sitting around watching TV either, because TV is dumbing you down just as marijuana or sex before marriage or games that you sit around and play. And I don't think people know the effect that these things have on their mind. And if they did, and the people who are building these things and creating these things, they're only doing it to make money, and they're doing it to seduce you to make money off you. They're not creating these things to be helpful to you. It's to make money. And so I don't blame them because they are entrepreneurs. They're trying to make money. But you still have to be responsible and do things in moderation.
So how much moderation in terms of video games do you think is acceptable?
I don't know. I think the individual has to discern that for themselves, because, you know, it's all depend on how you're functioning in life, the example that you're setting. And so you have to be aware enough to discern the amount of time you should put in video. Do you play video games?
Yeah, I do, yeah.
How old are you?
I'm 31.
Amazing. Are you married with kids?
No, I'm not. I'm too busy.
Too busy playing video games?
Too busy with my career, man. I'm making that money. I don't have time for, like, people to be telling me to do things. Like, I'm good with that. You know what I mean?
So you've never been married and no kids?
Right, yeah. Like, I've got a path that I want for my life, but yeah. I'm following that. And that's going to be later down the line. Right now isn't a good time for me.
Do you still live at home with your parents?
No.
You live with your mother?
No, I don't live with either of my parents.
You have your own place?
I sure do.
And how much time per day do you put in playing video games? How many hours?
On average, being the busy guy that I am, I wish it was more. Maybe an hour a day.
Oh, that's not bad. It doesn't seem bad.
Oh, okay.
An hour a day doesn't seem bad, especially if you're taking care of life. If you're out there living your life, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because okay. you could be seduced by video games. You don't want to be seduced by the world. You want to be of it, but I mean in it, but not of it.
I see. So, yeah. Like, when you say things like video games are for betas, what you're saying is like people addicted to video games have a problem. Just like pretty much anything else, you can be addicted to gambling. You could be addicted to sports. You could be addicted to anything. It's just like video games are one of those things.
Absolutely, 100%.
Okay. Because, like, that Destiny, you had Destiny on?
Destiny?
The Steven guy? I forgot his last name.
Oh, was Destiny the little weak guy?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
The little weasel. Yeah, that guy. Like, that guy, he professionally plays, like, he makes money off of playing video games.
Uh-huh.
So, like, his isn't an addiction, it's his job, right?
Right.
Like, he's making a lot more money than most people will make, like, working a 9-to-5 just by playing video games.
Well, if it's his job, his way of earning a living, that's a different story. But if you're just going home and sitting around after work or before work or no work at all and just play a video game as a man, you're a beta.
Yeah. So I think mostly what it is is like...
You're the first one that told me that he... and why does he have the name Destiny? That's a woman's name. I keep thinking woman every time I hear that name.
I've never heard the name. Like, I've never heard that as a real name. You know what I mean?
Oh,
I think that's like a regional thing.
So why did he pick out a woman's name for a regional thing?
I don't think, so you know, like screen names, right? Online, you can choose like your email address. Like, say, my name is like MrPickles@gmail.com or something like that, right?
Right. But you wouldn't pick out.
What that is to him, like his name.
But why did he pick out a woman's name? You wouldn't pick out Lizzie@gmail.com. You would pick out a manly name, right? Or would you pick out a woman's name?
So, like, I don't.
How about you? Would you pick out a woman's name or a male's name?
For a screen name, I don't think I would use like a proper noun. I would probably do something like building inspector or something like that.
Yeah.
Email.com.
Right. Would you pick out a woman's name now?
Destiny, he means like.
You didn't answer my question. Would you pick out a woman's name?
I don't have a problem with it.
You would pick out a woman's name? Would you pick out a woman's name and use it?
So, like, my name is.
No, I'm asking you. No, you're not answering my question. I'm asking you, would you pick out a woman's name as a male?
No.
Why not?
I don't think I would pick a man or a woman.
No, why would you pick a woman's name as a male?
So Jamie is a woman's name?
I'm asking you about Destiny. Why wouldn't you pick a woman's name rather than picking a male's name? I mean, a different name. You said, no, you would not use a woman's name. Why not?
I'm trying to, like, explain this.
No, just tell me why. You said, no, you would not choose a woman's name. As a male, you would not choose a woman's name. Why wouldn't you choose one?
Because I wouldn't choose anyone's name?
No. Why wouldn't you choose a woman's name? You're running.
Beta! I wouldn't choose a woman's name because a woman is a person, and I wouldn't choose a person's name.
Yeah. It has nothing to do with her being a female?
No, I wouldn't choose a man or a woman's name.
Oh, I see. Well, I appreciate it, Jamie. Thank you so much, man. Yes, sir.
So, Destiny wasn't thinking that he was picking a woman's name.
What were you thinking?
He was thinking that's a cool...
Have you ever heard of Destiny Child?
He was nine or something.
He was nine. And your Destiny is in the name of your organization.
No.
It's like a cool
Destiny
concept.
Means distant, right? Or something?
No, Destiny means what's coming or something.
No, but he called himself Destiny. That sounds like a lady.
No, but it's a screen name meant as part of like his, like your destiny is to become a great fighter or something like that.
Oh.
That's why he picked that name.
He didn't think of it as a woman's name?
Uh-huh. But he refused to defend himself because he wouldn't answer real questions, honestly.
Right.
And then this guy, he was saying he wouldn't pick a person's name, but for some reason he didn't care if it was a woman's name. So there's my defense of Destiny.
And what do you say about Destiny, a man calls himself Destiny?
Oh, come on. He didn't mean it like a woman.
Only black people think that's a woman's name.
Oh, yeah?
Well, maybe there's a couple of whites who call themselves Destiny.
Have you ever heard of Destiny Child?
That's a black name.
That's a black name?
Yeah, Destiny's Child, that's a black group.
I know, but does it mean woman group?
It's a black woman's group.
Right.
But he's white. He doesn't know that culture.
Isn't that true, Joel?
It's a black.
Joel, 30% white.
Yeah, it's normally, Destiny is normally used for women now, but... He said he found it when he was nine. He wasn't thinking all woman type thing. And Jamie was trying to say, well, my name is Jamie. So it's not that I wouldn't choose
a woman. Is Jamie
a
woman's name?
Jamie can be used for women.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I never met a Jamie woman.
I knew. I did.
Waves of Gray is black and white, right? Mm-hmm. And the white guy's name is Jamie.
Yeah.
But so I never met, heard of a Jamie woman.
I've mostly known female Jamies, but then I knew some male Jamies.
So y'all like a man that called Jamie?
They're okay.
I mean, not Jamie, but Destiny.
I mean, to me, it's indifferent because I'm not thinking woman. I'm thinking that he was thinking that it's a cool concept to be.
Oh, I see.
Called his screen name.
And that how you see it too, Joya?
Oh, if he came up to me and said, "My name is Destiny," then I would understand your point. But for a screen name, it's not that.
Okay. Well, I rest my case.
And the icon on his YouTube channel and stream, whatever it is, Twitch, it's like a cool looking, futuristic looking D. It's not a girly looking.
Oh, okay.
Picture.
My bad. My bad.
I just had to straighten you out on that.
I'm straight. And I'm out. My bad.
All right.
Scott, out of Texas, get it off your chest, sir. How you doing, Scott?
Yes, sir. I'm sorry. I didn't have Bluetooth. I had a headset on, but it's not the ones I normally use. I can't find my other ones. That's probably why it sounds funny.
All right, go ahead.
I'm sorry about that.
No problem. Go ahead.
Real quick, so I've heard you say so many times that God wants us to be a living being, and I've kind of had difficulty understanding that concept, and I'm doing what you say. You know, I don't read the Bible all the time, but I came across the passage where God revealed himself to Moses, and he said, "I am that I am." And I've heard you say so many times that we don't really have a purpose in life, and that's all driven by ego for us to think that we have a purpose.
Yes.
So I've been doing the silent prayer, and tell me if this is right. All of a sudden, it was like, I don't want to use church talk like it was revealed to me or God spoke to me, but it seemed that it was revealed to me that to really have my purpose is to simply just be. So the same way that God said, "I am that I am," for me to replicate and be like God, I need to just be. Is that right?
100%. God created man, and he breathed life into the man, and he became a living being. And so God's life should be just working through you, and you just be his son and just be. That's all. You're absolutely right.
Man, I was talking to my wife about that last night. I said, "Mandy, it's so incredible. Think about that." I said, when you do this silent prayer, you are fulfilling your purpose. You know, because I almost think that God doesn't even have a purpose. His purpose is he just is. And that's how I'm supposed to be. Right? Isn't that right?
You're definitely supposed to be the image of your Father. And that is the image of God. When people see you, they should see him in you. And
that's incredible.
And if you had perfect parents, you would be that way already. Because you would grow up the example of your father. You would follow the light in your father, your earthly father, as he followed the light of God. And you will already be that way. But because you've been lied to, you've been traumatized, you've been told you need to find your purpose, and you've been told to be this or that and to believe this or that, it's taking you off course and sending you down that wide road that leads to destruction. But as you're returning, as you just explained, you're understanding what they're about because now you're remembering what you knew as a child is already in you to know.
That's incredible. It's mind blowing. When how could I not have seen that all these years of my life? But when your eyes are finally open, it's so liberating.
Yes.
Like when you realize you don't have a purpose anymore, you're free. You're free to just let God do what he needs to do in your life.
That's right. And what he's doing in your life right now is creating love through you so that love conquers all. Love changes all. Love is everything. Love is patience. It's endurance. It's speaking up but not hating. It's everything. And then he's going to take care of you, too. Whatever your needs are in life, they will be met. And you're going to see, Scott, now that you awakened, you're going to start living, and it's going to be amazing for you. You're going to see more and more and more and more and more.
Well, awesome. And I'm going to ask you this real quick question. And I wrote a song. I've sent you music before, and I wrote a song called "Now Is the Only Place to Be" because I was inspired by, I guess, what I saw. And I'll send it to you in the next 3 or 4 months when I get it, mixed right and all that. And you can do whatever you want with it. But
my question
I wanted to ask you is that earlier this morning, I heard you say that God only reveals himself to those who are willing. How do I know I'm willing? How do I know I'm willing?
Well, the reason that you know is because you just explained about being. And you wouldn't remember that if God didn't allow you to remember. So that's your proof right there.
Amazing. That makes me feel so incredible, man. That's so liberating. Wow. Thanks, Jesse.
And you're welcome. And then, Scott, you're going to find yourself dealing with situations. You're going to overcome them rather than overreacting to them. You're going to see that everything changes. You deal with life differently and everything. So you're on your way,
man. It's amazing to not ever be angry, and I really appreciate everything you do. All you guys, Joel, James, Hermes, all them guys, I love all y'all. Y'all keep doing the good work. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Scott, man. I wish you well. Call me again.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. It's so amazing that just this guy was making, what, like $65,000, I think, an episode, but he's so greedy that it wasn't enough. Satan told him it wasn't enough, and it sounded like Satan gave him a plot. You know what? Pretend like the white folks, the Trump supporters went after you. Go out and just do it yourself. He like, okay, Daddy, I will. And Daddy say, ain't nothing going to happen. You're going to get away with it. You're black. You'll get away with it, son. And he responded to Satan and said, okay, Daddy, we'll just blame the white man, the Trump supporter. White people ain't going to do nothing. I ain't going to get caught. And lo and behold, his butt went to jail. Now he lost his job so far. Being cut out of a movie, making $65,000 an episode. So final two seasons is twice $65,000 that he would have made. Isn't that amazing?
Yep, he just lost $130,000. Pay me $65,000 an episode, kissing boots.
Yes, I'm telling you, man. But they think they can just accuse white people. It's Open Line Friday. Get it off your chest day. This is a sad, mama mia, hola, si, senor story, folks, that I'm about to share with you. It's amazing. It's just so amazing. This is where the world is. If you don't wake up, and many of you are, so. Trevor Wesley, this is not the story, but Trevor Wesley said, this music sounds like traditional Christian music over the dialogue. Ha, ha, ha. What do you mean, Joe?
That last bumper we went out on, I think he was referring to.
Oh.
I guess it had like that Christian
music. I didn't know what you were talking about. Amazing. Should you laugh or cry when someone die? Listen to this, folks. Let me show you how sick the professionals are. You're paying thousands and thousands of dollars to go to the experts, the LGBT professionals, therapy counselors, or those who are not. Just watch this. This is from Daily Mail. A man and a woman with four boys renewed their vows. A man and a woman with four boys renewed their vow, 10 years anniversary wedding vows, as same-sex partners. Now, that's the sad part. So they met as a man and a woman. They dated. They thought they were in love with one another. They got married as a man and a woman, the right way, right? The right way. And somewhere down the road, after the four boys were born, the father decided that he wanted to be a woman. So he takes off his male body parts and attached female body parts. And he said because he went to a so-called LGBT whatever expert, and they convinced him. This is from the Daily Mail. Neil and Laura Sharp, now calling themselves Laura and Samantha Sharp.
From man and wife to wife and wife, Laura Sharp and her husband had been married for 10 years when Neil revealed he wanted to transition to become a woman. While Laura admits she knew nothing about transgender people, she knew she wanted to stand by the person that she loved. Now in a Daily Mail TV exclusive, Laura and Samantha reveal, only to us, their new love, new marriage, and new life together.
Isn't that, what a beta male, beta! But it proved my point some more that women have to follow men. Now, this wife, I guarantee you, is not happy about this. But she got to follow a man. She's had sex with him. She's had babies for him. And she's accepted a wrong as a right. And just imagine for 1 second what those boys are going to go through. Just imagine that. I wouldn't be surprised if they grew up homosexuals or so-called body change people. The couple met when they were both in college and eventually married and raised children together.
Neil met Laura at the University of Arizona. They were both 20 years old. They soon married, and despite being happy in his relationship and raising 4 young boys with her, Neil knew that the underlying thought he'd been having since he was a child would not go away.
So he felt like his mother inside, and Satan told him that he was a woman. He believed it. And instead of going and forgiving mama so he can overcome that identity of hers that made a home in him, he went to a so-called LGBT professional. They said, no, child, you're a woman. I know how you feel. You're a woman, child. Have your male bodies cut off, parts cut off. Neil had thoughts of being a woman since childhood.
He said, I was afraid that something was wrong with me, so I tried to push them down, unable to wrap my head around what I was going through. Neil lived with those feelings of confusion for 10 years until he made the decision to risk losing everything and tell Laura, or suppress his feelings for good.
So what would Neil do now when he hear me and he realize, oh, all I need to do is forgive? That I had become like what I resented? And all I had to do was go forgive my mother, and I would have been fine. What did I do with these parts? Where are my parts? Neil found a therapist that specialized in LGBT. And she advised him to tell his wife he wanted to be Samantha. Amazing.
In 2015, just before Neil reached his lowest point and contemplated suicide, he found a therapist that specialized in LGBTQ and told Laura the truth. From that day, Neil became Samantha and began living as a woman.
My name is Samantha.
Wow. What a sight for sore eyes. Isn't that amazing? This is evil working in our country, encouraged by some professionals. And the last one. Neil eventually went under hormone therapy and plastic surgery to look like a woman. Shaking my head. Here we go.
In just a year and a half, Samantha took hormones, underwent gender confirmation surgery, and had breast augmentation, which marked her final surgery. Laura and Samantha have even renewed their wedding vows at the same venue as their original wedding with the same photographers. Their family is now whole, and Samantha says, I'm finally the person I was always born to be.
Amazing. What do you think about that, Joe?
How did we even get to a point where we allowed LGBTQ therapists to get jobs to encourage this mess?
That's so-called therapy need to be fired.